Time for us to sit down with RNIB's Chief Executive, Matt Stringer, for an update on some of the big stories coming from the charity. It's been a while, Matt, since I've spoken with you, but we are back.
Alan, very good to speak to you again. You know, I've enjoyed speaking to Toby, but always good to have you back in the hot seat. So good to have you back. Hello.
And as always, lots to delve into straight away. We're going to talk, though, a bit about a social media collaboration around cost of living. I know you kind of looked ahead to this a week or so ago, but some news on how that went.
So we had about 60 charities involved, all putting out social media on Thursday with the sort of hashtag support can't wait thread running through it, you know, making the point about how the cost of living crisis hadn't gone away and how people across the sort of spectrum of disability were being very disadvantaged by the challenges still come from high energy prices, food inflation, costs of travel and transport, you know, all of which are crucial to people's well-being. I'm sure listeners would have seen, certainly followed our social media, other charities on Thursday. So it was great to see so many people taking part. We just did some initial analysis sort of after Easter. You know, this analysis will need to run for a bit yet. But, you know, we saw about 7.5 million people had seen this. Pleased with that. I mean, these things are good, eh? Because I think, you know, the weight of all the charities gives it weight. It's not just here on our own. I think these things are more noticed when we all join up. And we saw in the budget back in March that energy support was extended through to June. And 100 million was given to the charity sector. So, you know, all the work that was going on pre-March across the charity sector, of which our part in January was a small part, but you know, it all matters. So yeah, I mean, I'm pleased we carried on doing it, and we need to keep banging the drum as we go through the rest of 2023.
We will give some contact details later as well. Lots of cost of living help, support, advice on the RNIB website and via the helpline as well. We'll give you those details later. You may also be forgiven for thinking that, you know, COVID was a thing of the past. It is still with us, and the COVID inquiry is something else which RNIB is getting involved in.
Again, working collaboratively with the Disability Charity Consortium, the DCC Group, you know, a lot of well-known household charities in the UK coming together, and we successfully submitted an application for core participant status in module 3 of the inquiry, which is a lot to do with how people were cared for, you know, people being sent home from hospitals into care homes, use of protective equipment, do not resuscitate sort of orders, accessible communications, or indeed not at the time. So all those issues were very pertinent to all the charities in the Disability Charity Consortium. Hence, we've got core participant status. So where we are at the moment with that is we are taking a little bit of a lead as RNIB, or taking the pen, certainly, to write up what will be the witness statement that we submit to the inquiry in a few weeks' time. We've been working closely with lots of our sister charities like Scope and Sense, particularly RNID and others, but we're just going to take the pen for that and write up that first witness statement, which will be, you know, a representation of what first-hand experience was for people across our spectrum of charities. So, you know, I'm pleased we've been playing that part, and, you know, the policy team are helping me enormously in pulling that witness statement together, which will get done by pretty much the first week of May.
First step on a huge piece of work again, Matt. Another huge piece of work, which is going to come into fruition now, really, is RNIB's new HQ in London, Grimaldi Building.
It's been open for 3 weeks, I think, now, so, and we're getting really good attendance from the team. So really pleased with it. I think it's proven to be a really positive step for us, actually. I am genuinely really pleased with how it's landed and how we're sort of taking to it. I think one of the things we always sort of wanted to do with the building was really make it a very open and welcoming building, not just for our staff, but also as a sort of venue, as a place that people could use and come to, be warm, be invigorating, be welcoming, and use it as a bit of a platform for events. So we've got almost the first event next week, actually. So Ian Bruce, who was the long-standing Director General, my predecessor, sort of 20 years ago, really. You know, when the title was Director General, sounds more grandiose, doesn't it, being the DG? But he had a long stint up to about sort of early 2000s as a DG. And he's just written the third volume of the history of the RNIB. So he's written the 40-year period from 1970 to 2010, which I think his stint sits squarely in the middle of. I've penned a very short foreword to that book, actually, and it's just been published. So we're hosting an event where we're getting a few old friends of the RNIB, alumni, colleagues, current staff, together for a little event with Ian to celebrate the launch of the book. But it's just nice, you know, to be open for business really and be welcoming for events. And actually, you know, we've got a few things now coming down the line, which you and I can talk about in future weeks, Ellen, but we're hosting the visually impaired sector annual catch up with not only the sort of staff and CEOs, but also as trustees and chairs in May the 18th. So we've got a royal visit to open in June, and we've got some ministerial visits in June as well to come look at sort of accessibility features. So I'm pleased we're in, but it's great that we're now starting to use it for those sort of extra reasons beyond just work that we always hope.
Fantastic. Lots happening in the brand new building. And we will keep up to date on all the goings on each week here on RNIB Connect Radio. If you'd like to find out more about RNIB and its work, and of course we mentioned the cost of living help and advice, do go to the website rnib.org.uk. Get in touch with the helpline on 0303 123 9999, or if you have an Amazon Echo device, just ask Lady A to call RNIB's helpline. Good to be back again, Matt. We'll catch up again next week. We may even be chatting about the book and how the event went, but thank you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
My pleasure, Alan, and good to have you back. Speak to you soon.